We're in Siman Tafres Tzadi and Hilchas Megillah. We're up to Sivav, and we'll be doing Sifim Vav through Yud. Hakores haMegillah lamafreya lo yotza. If you read the Megillah out of order, you're not yotza. Kara pasik echad. You read one pasik. V'dilek hasheni, and then you read you skipped this one that right after it. V'kara shlishi, and you read a third pasik. V'achar kachoz v'kara hasheni, and then you return to the second. So you read 1, 3, 2. The halachi is lo yotza. Mipnei shekara lamafreya, you're not yotza because you read it out of order. Pasuk echad, that one pasuk you read out of order. In other words, pasuk number 3 was read before pasuk number 2. Eloketsa yasem maslami pasuk sheni kesheshachach v'kor ala seder. So if you skip pasuk 2, if you read pasuk aleph and skip the second pasuk, now go back and begin from the second pasuk and read the third one too. So let's say someone lame the first pasuk, the third pasuk. Now he's got to go back to the second pasuk. He will have to relane. He'll have to reread the second pasuk. The same thing goes for an entire perek. It's whether it's a pasuk was out of place or a whole perek, or one word for that matter. If you read a word out of place and you go back and read it, you've got to read from there and on. You could not just skip whatever you've previously read because it has to be read in order. Now, what happens if this happens in the middle of the Megillah? The halakha is you don't have to make a bracha again. What happens if someone missed the first pasuk? The Baal Kori, for some reason, starts in the second pasuk. He misses the first pasuk altogether. So the halacha is he's going to have to go back and lane everything over again. Here he loses his bracha. The Bir Halacha wants to say that if you start not from the first pasuk, since that's not going to count altogether because it's definitely out of order, the halacha is that it's as if you spoke right after the bracha before you began your mitzvah, and you would have to make another bracha again. Siv Zayin. Hakoreis haMegillah alpeh lo yotze yedei chavoso. If you lane balpeh, meaning you're not looking the Megillah, you're not yotze. The question is, why does the Mechaber mention this? He's already taught us this, says the Mishnah Brura, because now the Mechaber is quoting several halachas right out of the Lashna Rambam. Since the Rambam put this halacha here, so he'll repeat it. And this is something we find in many places in Shulchan Aruch, in all of the Arba Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, where when he starts quoting a section from the Rambam, he's going to quote all the halachas, even though some of them were previously mentioned. Sifches, Haloes sheshame es haMegillah haksuva b'loshen kodesh uvechisvei kodesh. Af al pi sheni yodea mahim omrim yotzi dei chavoso. Someone who does not speak or understand loshen kodesh, he doesn't understand Hebrew. He heard the entire Megillah. It was lame from a kosher Megillah that was written in Hebrew. He heard it in Hebrew. Did not understand a word. The halachi is that he is yotze. Why is that? So the poskim say that we learn this out of the fact that there are words in the Megillah that no one really knows what they are. The words are the achashtronim b'nei haramachim, the dromedaries, whatever camels they were, that were running to send out the messages. We don't know exactly what they were. And nevertheless, we're yotze. So too, someone who doesn't know altogether is yotze. The reason is that you're supposed to lane. There's a mitzvah of laning. And the ikar is the persume nisa. You understand that you're getting together to say something related to the nes of Purim. Now, this halacha is true even l'chatchila. That means for someone who does not understand Hebrew, what is the ideal way of hearing the Megillah in Hebrew, although he doesn't understand a word of it? Now, the Prima Godin brought down in the Mishnah Berurah here, once he's on the subject of people that don't understand, so he says that means all kind of people come to shul for the Megillah, and as a result of it, there's a lot of noise, and it's quite common to miss a word here or there. He says that ideally, the Prima Godim says, ideally everyone should have a Megillah in front of them, a kosher Megillah, so that they can lane along with the Baal Korev silently, and this way if there's too much noise, too much commotion, they'll be able to be yotze with their own laning as well. Mishnah Berurah brings down in Bir Halacha, what happens if in the middle of your Megillah, the whole Megillah was written in Lashon Kodesh, and it's in Hebrew, and in the middle of the Megillah, you have words in a different language. What's the halacha there? So he brings two different dais. Some say it's no worse than being missing words. And what's the halacha if you're missing words? No problem. As long as it's not the majority, it's not the first or the last pasuk, it's not a whole inyan. However, some hold that being written in a different language is what he calls mezuyef mitocho. It's worse than not being there altogether. It's bad. Meaning, if you're missing a word, so at least you're missing it. But if you have a bad word in there, it could be worse. So it's really a machlokas if you have words of a different language thrown in the middle of the Megillah. Siftes. Hoysaksuva Targum or Belashan Acheres Melashona Sa'akum. What happens if it's written in Aramaic or any other language of non-Jews? Lo Yotzi de Chavoso Bekriyaso Ela Hamakir Oso Haloshan Bilvad. You're only Yotze if you understand that language. So when it comes to Hebrew, the halach is, even if you don't understand the word of Lashon Kodesh, you're Yotze. Whereas, when it comes to other languages, you can only be Yotze if you actually understand that language. Avlem hoysak suba biksav ivri. V'kor aramis larami lo Yotze. What happens if it's written in Hebrew, and the Balkore was reading to somebody who understood Aramaic, and he read it in Aramaic? So he's not Yotze. Shenimtze zeh kore alpeh? Because it turns out the Balkora learned it al peh. He wasn't reading it from the Megillah. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, even though he really was, because what he's doing is looking at the word and translating it on the basis of the word he saw. Nevertheless, that's not called reading it from the Megillah. As a result of it, we consider him as learning it al peh. He's not Yotzen. If the Balkora wasn't Yotzen, then neither are the people listening. V'kevan shelo yotza ha-kore, yidei chavaso, since the Balkora wasn't Yotzen, Lo Yotza Shomea Mimenu, also the person that was listening was not Yotza. Hago, aval ein lochush bezek sav ksuva. The Ramah says that the language it's written in doesn't make a difference. What does he mean by that? He means what alphabet it's written in. Meaning, what counts is the language. You have to be laning it in the same language that it is written. In terms of the actual characters, if you can transliterate from one language to another, as long as the words that you're reading are the words that it says, regardless of what kind of characters you've got there. So let's say the Megillah is written in Hebrew letters, but the words are English, and you're reading it that way, you're reading the English to English speakers. The halacha would be that you would be Yotze. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are some that say that it is only kosher if it is written in Hebrew characters. It has to be Arksava Shuris. And whenever we're talking about learning in a different language, that means the characters are Hebrew, but it's transliterated into another language. What happens if the Balkorid doesn't understand the language, but the listener does? He's not Yotze, and either is the listener. What happens if the Balkorid understands and the listener doesn't? You're also not Yotze. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that Bizman Hazeh, the minig is, to learn it from a regular Megillah, written in Hebrew, written in Lashon Kodesh. The letters are Lashon Kodesh, the words are Lashon Kodesh, and the Balkora reads it in Lashon Kodesh, and this way everybody is Yotze. Sif Yud. Mi shiyodea laz viyodea ashurus. Someone who knows both Hebrew as well as other languages. Eino Yotze balaz. The first day in the Mechaber holds that you're not Yotze in a strange language. You're only Yotze in a strange language if that's the language you know and you don't know Lashon Kodesh. But if you know Lashon Kodesh, you're not to be Yotze in another language. And there are those who disagree and hold that you are Yotze. Now, the general rule in the Mechaber is that if he brings one Lashon down as Stam, and the second one as Yesh Omrim, then the Halacha is like the Stam. So the Mechaber is paskening. This is the Mechaber Shita. That anyone that understands Hebrew is not allowed to hear the Megillah in another language. The only one that could hear it in another language is someone who doesn't speak Hebrew, or who only understands another language and not Hebrew. Now, if that's the case, then if the Balkori understands Hebrew, even though he's reading it in a language he understands, and he's reading it to someone who only understands that language, nevertheless, neither the Balkori nor the listener are Yotze, since according to the Mechaber, the Balkori isn't Yotze because he understands Hebrew as well. Also, even according to the Man D'Yomer that you are Yotze, the one who says that you are Yotze, the words Achashtronim B'nei Aramachim, you have to remember, are to be read in Hebrew because we do not know exactly what they mean in any other language. Hagah, V'imksuva b'shnei l'shonis mishem avinim yotzu. What happens if it's written in two languages? Anyone that understands is Yotze. This is talking about whether it's someone that doesn't understand Hebrew, b'pashtis, or according to the second lashon, even if somebody does. So the halacha is that you are Yotze b'dieved, even if it switches in the middle, it goes from one language to another. Which is why, for example, if we're talking about people that don't understand Hebrew, we're laning for them in their spoken language. When it comes to Achashtronim b'nei Aramachim, we switch back to Hebrew. And there that is permissible, because we're talking about two languages. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a deya that when it is written in any other language, it does not have all the halachas of mukav gvil that we had in the halachas of Sefer Torah and Tefillin, meaning if two letters are touching, it doesn't passel. It's only in Ashuris, it's only in the Ksav of Hebrew, of Lashon Kodesh, that is meant for Kisvei HaKodesh. It's only in that Ksav that we all the Dikdukim, and not in other ones. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah's Maskan is that the Minhag is to have your Megillah written in Lashon Kodesh, and we lay it in Lashon Kodesh, and this way everyone is Yotze.